Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What are we going to talk about today?
It's a great question, Mel. It's honestly a great question, and I wish I had the answers to it. Ooh, wait, speaking about having the answers. Do you guys have any good, like really funny cheating stories? Obviously not you guys cheating, but like someone
like on
else
test?
Cheating, of course.
Yeah, like on a test in school or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That was very vague. Because cheating could be anywhere.
I almost feel like everybody's cheated on at some point in time.
Okay, so we all agree, right?
Is that what you're saying? You agree with that?
I've cheated before on a test. Hand raised.
Yeah, I've cheated.
I unknowingly cheated.
Unknowingly?
Okay.
No, this is what
Mr.
happened.
Mr. LHS.
This happened in middle school. It was for a social studies test. Somebody had just taken it, and I didn't, like, ask what were the answers. I said what was covered. I was like, and I would name things, like, whatever we were covering. And they go, yeah, they asked about that. No, they didn't ask about that. And I remember I went home, and my mom's like, how'd the test go? And I was like, I did really well. I talked to Candy the period before. And she, like, clarified what I had to know. And she goes, that's cheating.
Oh, your mom ousted you.
And I was like, no, it's not. She goes, yeah, it is. And I was like, well,
I think I did really well.
That's funny.
I actually think it's really smart.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, honestly. Because technically that's not cheating.
Technically, it's not.
Right? Like, it's not cheating. It's just, it's getting intel on what to know.
Yeah.
You're not getting the answers. You're just clarifying what is on the test.
That anyway, because they give you a question and then an answer key, you know, they'll be like, these are the what we're going to focus on the mm-hmm. test,
right? Mm-hmm.
So you were just doing that without the teacher doing that.
Yeah,
but as for like cheating, I remember I got caught on a spelling test. I got caught by a student and they tried to blackmail you. They were like, I'm gonna tell the teacher unless you do this or something. I think it was like kiss their shoe. It was very weird. But
that
I was, of
weird.
Course, in sixth grade and like, okay. Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know why I did a voice. I probably sounded about the same.
Yeah. Kyle lost his, or is losing his voice.
Thank
for
you.
Those that are wondering why he's speaking like Bruce Wayne.
It's been going all day. The longer the day goes on, the less he can talk.
I just remember in high school, like, people would find the most creative ways to cheat. Like, the most creative ways. Like, you know, it's like, you know, we all know about, like, writing on the inside of your hand.
Yeah.
I know, or actually my sister told me about this, that there were some cheerleaders that would write the answers to tests on the bottom of their sneakers.
And then they
would put their leg up over their knee, you know, like, that, like as if they're, like, just folding their legs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they would see the answers and then, you know, write them all down. Or I remember
Sometimes they would write it up their arm so you could pull your sleeve up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they would like make you like either roll your sleeves up. Like if you were like in class, were you ever in a class where they were like, if you're wearing long sleeves, you need to roll your sleeves up?
Mm-mm, I never did that.
Wait, really?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
See, that they made us do that a couple of times.
Because you guys aren't trustworthy.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I like that you're looking at me.
I know.
Like, yeah, let's pair up Chicagoan.
No, come on.
Yeah, right? You cheaters. I don't know. Is that a common Nashville thing?
Oh, yeah, we're known for it. the Music City, more like the Music Cheaty. Anyway, look, we'll workshop that one. We'll workshop that one.
As bad as my voice.
I've got two really funny stories that involve cheating. First of all, my very first day of Spanish, or maybe it was the first week of Spanish, I'll never forget. My buddy Jordan knew Spanish pretty well. I did not know it at all. And our teacher is one of my favorite teachers of all time, Miss Phillips, but she
was she
not
really busy? Busy Phillips?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right.
As soon
now
as he said
even.
It, I was like, what? And then I was
now
like, oh,
we're
wait
even.
A minute.
Okay.
That was a lot better than music.
No,
cheating.
No. That was not that good. It was so
I'm
forced.
I'm not saying it's my best. I'm just saying you set the bar so low, and it's still better than
okay.
that.
Okay.
Thank All you, right. Melissa. She is silently nodding, which is great for a podcast.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So on the very first week, we had to take this test, the Spanish test, and I'll never forget Miss Phillips, who I know and love to this day. Like, she is one of the sweetest ladies. And so, like, we became very, like, good, like, friends and stuff, even after high school and stuff. And I'm trying to get my buddy Jordan to help me on this test. And so I lean over and I'm like, Jordan. And I'm trying to get his attention. Well, little did I know, or at least know at this point, Jordan is deaf in his right ear.
Shut up.
And I'm sitting on his right. And so I'm, Jordan. And all of a sudden I hear, Mr. Huff, no cheating.
Oh, called you out for the cheating
and
in
I was
front
like,
of the class.
Yeah, on like the first week of class. And I'm like, oh my gosh, first week I'm already getting busted for cheating. But luckily, no action was taken, okay? Fast forward to the end of the year. Final exam. It's like 100 questions, 50 Scantron questions, front and back of the Scantron, right? Now, this was a group effort. Okay?
I hated those tests, by the way. But anyway, go ahead.
As I stated before, Ms. Phillips, wonderful woman, wonderful lady, wonderful teacher, mm-hmm. just not good at teaching.
Okay.
So I guess the itinerary or the agenda from the class did not stick with us. And when I say us, I mean most of the class. Unless you were from, like, Venezuela, you were not speaking good Spanish.
Okay.
Do they speak Spanish in Venezuela?
They speak Venezuelan.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. Okay.
The amount of things you guys say with such confidence.
Melissa just says stuff with confidence, and then you can just see, like, you can always, if you just stare at her long enough, she'll immediately start leaking confidence, like, right away. Just like, they speak Venezuelan. And then she's like, kind of does this, like, head nod, like, yeah, I know.
They speak Spanish.
Okay. I thought so. I've watched enough baseball in my day to know that Venezuelans speak Spanish.
I can't say how much I love you because, and I've mentioned it on the pod, on the air, off air, I wish I could take your confidence. I wish I could have
honestly,
the confidence that you have because when you say things with confidence, I know they're wrong.
9 times out of 10, I am completely messing around. A lot of times
yeah.
I am. I am. That one I was.
Earlier
today. Speak Venezuelan.
Earlier today. Did you guys do a promo?
Yeah, we did.
I was like, no, we have to redo it, Mel. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Yeah.
But that yeah we did was so confident.
I know, because I was like,
I respect
okay,
it.
Okay, nice.
I wish I'm glad you got it done. I wish I had that confidence. I wish I had that confidence in high school, which brings me back to my story.
Okay.
Yeah. Long, winding road here.
All right. It's an abuela, okay?
Isn't that a grandma?
You tell me, Brainiac. So we're the final day of class. We're taking this exam, and Miss Phillips left the classroom. And like, we always had like an hour. We had like an hour. Like, I don't know if you guys, your exam days were like this, but you would always have an hour of study time.
Sometimes.
Leading up to the class,
like
the exam time, and the exam would
like
be 2 hours.
Finals? Like,
yes, the finals.
Yeah, I think it kind of varied sometimes.
Yes, so you would have an hour of study time, and then you would have 2 hours to take the exam.
Mm-hmm.
So during that hour of study time, Ms. Phillips left the room. And when she left the room, she left the Scantron answer key.
What?
On her desk.
Stop it.
Okay.
I went up to her desk to see it.
Now, this is 2004, 2003, around that time. Digital cameras are becoming all of the rage, right? Someone, I'm not going to name names, took a photo of the Scantron with it like facing up. And took a photo of it and got all of the answers. And then I forget how. I think we maybe passed around the digital camera or something. You could zoom in and you could see the answers. Guys, I'm not kidding you to this day. Me, as well as many other people in the class, it was only one side of the Scantron, so I was 50 of the 100 questions. I'll never forget, Ms. Phillips is going over my final exam with me, and she's like, I got maybe like a 70-something on it or something. Ms. Phillips goes, it's so weird. You did really good on this side of the Scantron, but on this side, you know, you struggled a little bit. This is where you missed all your answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that's weird. I don't know. And no joke, almost the entire class was that. I don't think she was keen to it, but if she wasn't, she did not say anything. She did not bring it up, and it was just like did not care. But everyone in the class did really well on that one side of the Scantron.
It's funny that you bring up the Scantron thing, though, because I remember there was, I think it was biology when I was at Larkin. I don't know the full story of this, because all I knew was, a day or two before the final, our teacher comes in. It was an older man. And he was like, guys, I just want to say how disappointed in some of you I am. How I've worked here for so many years, and I'm just severely disappointed in what some of you have decided to do. I know you're expecting the final. We're going to have to change some things up. And he like walked out and I was like, what the fuck? Like, what was that about?
Yeah.
And it turned out two of the kids in my class, and I know which two they were because they confessed to it later, like stole the Scantron off his desk and like studied it or whatever. And he caught it later or something. Like he saw it
so
around.
So they got busted.
And they got busted like that because I always remember. Because I don't, I'm not, I know you said Mr. LHS, I don't remember cheating in high school because like one of the harder classes I was in was AP English, and you can't really a lot of those tests were writing.
Yeah.
So you can't really cheat.
Right.
I don't remember, like, looking over any. I remember in college, awesome. Did you guys have
I know. I know. He's so good. He's such a
there.
Good guy. Mr. LHS, he's
thank you for bringing that up
all-star.
Again. Did you guys have those clickers in college?
Yeah, I for one of my classes
mine
I
was
did.
Called like an eye clicker or something. It was literally called that, where it was like it had like a A, B, C, D on it, and then like in the class you'd be there and you'd have to register for the class and it'd pop up and you'd have to enter your answer or whatever. One of the classes I was in, I think it was sexual communications, shout out University of Illinois, but I remember they would always say like, we have all the TAs are at the top of the lecture hall watching you. So if you cheat, I'm like, I'm literally also at the top, like looking straight. And I'm like, are they really going to, I'm not going to do this, but
yeah.
I'm like, I could easily just look around and not move my head and
yeah.
see. That was probably the most cheating I did, but.
I have a theory about your Mrs. Phillips.
Oh, what was it? You think she did
she was
know?
trying to get him to confess?
No. I think she left the answer sheet on her desk on purpose.
Why?
See if you guys would cheat.
Because I think she wanted to not have to redo the test over for everybody because it's extra work. So she's like, oh.
She's like, I'll leave this out and they can get. I don't think she suspected anyone to take a photo of the Scantron.
Can I bring up a story of the meanest thing a teacher ever did to me during a test?
What?
Back at U of I, my last class I took was a journalism law class. And the professor, I don't think, works there anymore. But that professor was known for, that was the hardest class you would take at if you were a journalism major. Like, I think 80% of your grade came from the final. And it was tough. And so, like, everybody stressed. And the final was curved. So I want to say even in my class, I technically got a D on the final. But because it curved so much, I ended up getting, like, a B minus in class. Like, that's how tough that class was.
Thank God for curves.
Thank God for the curves.
I loved curves.
It's awesome.
I still love curves.
I remember when first time I saw like because I saw like your original score and then after the curve, I saw my original score. I went, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
And then it was like curve. I was like, I'm back, baby.
Yeah, you're like, thank you to all those, all the dumb kids out. In this class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me
it still
included.
Makes me feel bad about myself though, because I needed the curve to get a better grade.
Because you want in a guilty. When you grade on a curve, you want dumber kids in your class, right?
Yeah, you
want the dumbest kids.
Yeah, see, that was always my like. I feel like my luck with curves was like everyone in the class was always smarter than me, and so I'd still just be at the bottom of the curve.
But I remember so in that final, there was one question that I was really hung up on. I can't remember the question or anything, but I remember because, you know, it's like because it was like a law class. It was like legal terms were involved. So you had to read like every little detail. And so when I was done, I walked up to the professor. That was the only one I hadn't filled out yet. And I asked him like, OK, can I ask a question, and asked him to kind of further explain. And he did. And I realized, and I said out loud, all right, so it's not this one or this one, so it's between these two. And I circled like C, and I looked at him, and he just nodded, and he took a pen, and he crossed out C, circled the other one that it was supposed to be, and then just slowly took my test away.
Oh.
As if, like, you were wrong. And I went, oh, man. Because at first I thought he was telling me, like, circle B. And I was like, hell yeah. And then I was like, ugh, that sucked. But.
So you didn't get it right.
Didn't get it
like,
right.
I mean, but, like, that wasn't him, like, pretending to be you, like,
no.
Saying, hey, let's keep this between you and me.
No, yeah.
That's what I thought.
I thought, too.
That would have been a cool, like, but you know, a Dead Poets Society moment, you know?
That test did get me out of a ticket at U of I.
How so?
Finals week, that's my final time. Like, my finals.
Oh, wait, I think I know this story.
We're at a bar, me and Haley, and we decide, hey, we're going to go to another bar, go see our friends.
Classic at U of I.
Yeah. You can get in
one
bars.
Bar to the next bar.
There's one bar. They were taking the bar exams. None of them were law students.
Oh. So we were on our way, and I said, hey, I just got to make a quick pit stop in this alley, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, gross.
So I go, and as I'm done.
Yeah, we know what you're saying. We know what you're saying.
A cop pulled up.
Oh.
And I immediately, like, you know, I'm busted. So I, you know. Literally, I think I threw my hands in the air.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Haley doesn't know this is happening. As the cop is coming up and talking to me, Haley sees somebody that she knows. And Haley and I had started dating maybe like 4 or 5 months before this. So still kind of new. And the person's talking to her, one of her friends. Her friend goes, hey, is that your boyfriend? She goes, what do you mean? Yeah. It's me talking to two cops. And the cops were, you know, like...
Were you able to zip up?
Yes, I was fully walking away. They at least gave me the courteous.
Okay.
And they were just like,
that's good.
They were talking to me. And at one point, I remember they asked, can you pay, the ticket's going to be whatever it was, like 80, 90 bucks. Like, can you pay it? And I said, I mean, do I have money right now? No, but can I pay it in the future? Absolutely. Like, I'm not going to not pay this ticket. And then I just started going on about my journalism law exam. So tough. I don't even know if I'm going to pass. I don't think I'm going to pass my final class. Might have to come back this summer before grad. Like, started sob story.
And these cops are like, all we asked was, all we asked was, can you pay this ticket?
Like, can we get back in our car and go give somebody else a ticket?
And I said out loud.
I'm regretting taking this guy in.
Is there any way I could get out of this? And one of the cops was like, let's see what we can do. And I always believed the journal, because then they were like, look, just, we don't, like, congrats.
So you name dropped journalism law, and you think, like, that, the cops were like, oh, he's one of us.
He's back in the blue.
Fighting the good fight. Yeah.
We'll see you out of here soon, soldier.
Oh, so you're on the right side of justice. Okay. You know what? Continue pissing.
Come in. Go to the bathroom anytime.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? You need a poop? Go ahead. We'll turn our backs.
We'll turn our backs. No one else, though. Yeah. They just said we don't want to see you anymore tonight. And then I think I went to a bar and I just ordered 2 beers by myself.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, I deserve this.
I deserve this. I earned this beer. So the only reason I want to share this story is because my parents listen to this podcast regularly.
It's a bad time for you to tell me that.
I know. Yeah. They're going to think so differently of you right now.
Hypothetically.
I need Meredith to listen to this podcast so she'll think negatively of you for the first time in her life.
Meredith? Big Kyle fan.
She's obsessed with Kyle.
I love it.
It's so annoying.
What's the latest instance? Was it the University of Illinois?
What do you mean?
Her picking them to go far because of me?
Yeah, yeah. In March Madness bracket, she picked Illinois. And I go, why'd you pick Illinois? Because you love Kyle? She goes, yeah. And I go, wait, seriously? I was joking. And she goes, yeah, I love Kyle. I didn't know who else to pick. And I was like, your sister went to Purdue. That would have done you well in the tournament. She's like, no, I like Kyle. Kyle convinced me. And I was like, how did he convince you? I don't know. He's always talking about Illinois on your show. Okay.
Glad she listens.
Yeah. So, my parents listen, and this name is not going to mean anything to you guys. Well, maybe you guys, no, you haven't met him, but he's one of my best friends from high school. I talk about him all the time. Jeff Venable.
Mm-hmm.
He's a music video director, now he's doing commercials more, but he directed a lot of music videos in Nashville. A couple of Brad Paisley videos.
Is this an awesome, Jay Gowen.
No, he's not famous. You guys don't know him. So he is not the famous. Oh my
friends
God.
Friends that we have never heard of.
Okay. All right. anyway, Jeff in high school was a really good kid. I don't want to say the term goody two shoes, but he was a goody two shoes.
Okay.
He was always abiding by the law. In fact, of the three best friends that we always hung out, me, Jeff, and Garrett, Jeff was always the one that was like keeping Garrett and I in line, and really good kid and really like creative, go-getter, worked hard. My mom would always say, like, he one time by mistake got 2 photos in the yearbook, and my mom was like, why can't you get 2 photos in the yearbook? Like, Jeff, see, he's a go-getter. He's going to be something one day.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's classic.
Wow. Your mom's hilarious.
I know. And so that was like, that just like gives you an idea of who he was. Now, that's who my parents still think Jeff is.
Mm.
He's not?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle in for this story. World geography, junior year of, or no, excuse me, senior year of high school. World geography, we had a teacher named Dr. Hollis Gilliland. And Dr. Gilliland was, he was a very southern man and very big pot belly and just like very old school. And like you could, if you could say, Dr. Gilliland, could you tell us about World War II tanks? He would talk about World War II tanks for all 45 minutes of class. And then the bell would ring and you wouldn't actually get to the assignments that you needed to get to.
It
was awesome.
In
fact, classes before would be like, hey, bring up this topic to him.
And we've had teachers like that. That was awesome.
And like, he's not... Like, he's there, but he's not all there, okay?
All right, yeah.
And during the, I guess it was the hour study period before the final exam, he gets up and leaves the classroom. And in that time, a lot of people in the classroom started looking for the Scantron, the answer key, because we knew he would leave it out somewhere. So people are searching desks, like on top of the desk in drawers. Jeff is one of these people. Okay. Jeff is looking in the filing cabinet, going through files and stuff.
Oh, my
looking
goodness.
For this thing.
I'd be scared to death.
Someone's standing watch at the door for when he comes back. That person, at one point, he's coming back. Everyone scattered, went back to their seats. For whatever reason, Jeff, whether he thought he had a couple more seconds to search he didn't hear the watch guard or what, still ruffling through this filing cabinet.
My goodness.
Dr. G comes back, opens up the door. Mr. Venable. Very, very Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
If I had to compare him to a cartoon character, Foghorn Leghorn.
If you had to.
Yeah. Mr. Venable. He goes, son, what are you doing? And Jeff, God love him, when he's panicked and when he is caught in a moment of trouble, not the fastest thinker in the world.
Sounds like me.
not quick on his feet, which is funny because I ended up doing improv with him years later. And he was great there.
First of all, Mel, if we were to catch you doing something like this, you would just be like, nothing.
And the confidence you would say that with
would be
so good.
Mel would be like, I'm not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything.
And I'd be like,
why is the filing cabinet open?
It's not.
Touche. Got me on that one.
And then you'd get in your own head, was the filing cabinet?
I'm so confused.
So she goes, Mr. Venable, what are you doing? And Jeff's like, I'm looking for my pen.
Oh, buddy.
And again, Dr. Gilliland, not always all there, was just like, get back to your seat right now. Jeff got in no trouble.
He did it?
Whatsoever.
What? Oh, wow.
Dude was literally caught red-handed looking, going through the filing cabinet. And his excuse was he's looking for his pen. Oh, like I dropped my pen. I think it might have fallen into your third filing cabinet.
Oh, my.
That
the third
is
drawer.
So
just
funny.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't bounce off the floor and into this locked filing cabinet? That's weird. That's the thing, too.
Gosh.
I think the filing cabinet was locked. I think we found the keys.
Are you serious?
And Jeff started going through it. So,
he's
very
lucky.
It was
lucky
a locked
he didn't
filing cabinet. Look, I'm glad he didn't get in trouble because I was in that class and that would have just caused repercussions for all of us. But I'm also part of me is a little bit annoyed because his pristine reputation would have been tarnished just a little bit in the eyes of my parents.
Tear him down a
little
bit.
Oh, in the eyes of your parents.
Yeah, and then,
now
my parents would have been like, well, maybe it's a good thing you weren't so much like Jeff. Why would you ever drop a pen in a filing cabinet?
Because they are going to hear this, and now they're going to know. So the
I know.
Next time
my
they
parents,
see Jeff.
I will probably get a text message after this episode, after they listen to it. So I'll keep you guys posted on that.
It just says, we had to stop listening after that Kyle P. story. It was too much for us.
They're like, Kyle P. in an alley?
That's not the Kyle we know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.